Hello there. This is Dr. John Day, and welcome to podcast number 144, Foods to Prevent Dementia and Strokes. Many of my patients fear dementia and strokes even more than death. Fortunately, dementia and strokes can largely be prevented. In this podcast, I'm going to share the latest research on omega-3 foods to prevent dementia and strokes. But before we jump in, let's first talk about the three different types of the omega-3 fatty acids. So, the first is the plant-based omega-3, which is also known as ALA or alpha-linolenic acid. ALA is found in walnuts, flax seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds, soybeans, cruciferous vegetables, and berries. The other two omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, come primarily from fish. So the Foods to Prevent Dementia and Stroke study. So this is the study that I'm basing this podcast on. In a recent study of 286 people, Dr. Martha Claire Morris and colleagues from Rush University in Chicago reported their findings on omega-3 foods to prevent dementia and strokes. When these 286 people signed up to participate in the study, none of them, and I repeat, none of them, had dementia or a stroke. Each year, these Rush University researchers checked in with these 286 people to see what they were eating. Then, after they died, researchers somehow got the opportunity to autopsy their brains. And so based on following these people for years, following all of their food charts for years, they got a chance to do an autopsy of their brain. And so putting it all together, there were five main findings of the study. Here they are. Drum roll, please. Number one, eating fish weekly prevented Alzheimer's disease plaques and nerve tangles. Number two, fish was most beneficial for those with a family history of Alzheimer's disease. And specifically, they looked at the APOE4 allele for Alzheimer's disease. Number three, omega-3s from plants prevented strokes. Number four, fish oil did not, and I underline not, prevent Alzheimer's disease or strokes. Number five, the increased mercury levels from fish did not, once again, not cause dementia or strokes. So pretty profound findings. So eating fish prevents Alzheimer's disease, and this is even in people who carry the genetic markers for Alzheimer's disease. So, and once again, in fish, you get the DHA and EPA. So the DHA and EPA in fish from real fish, not fish oil, real fish, prevent Alzheimer's disease. The omega-3s in nuts and seeds and vegetables prevent strokes. Fish oil did nothing. And the mercury levels, even though there was some mercury in the brain from eating fish, did not cause any problems. So, next area, family history of Alzheimer's disease and fish. This study offers tremendous hope for people with a family history of Alzheimer's disease. Indeed, those with the APOE4 Alzheimer's gene seemed to benefit the most from oily fish. To learn more about how to prevent Alzheimer's disease, I did a great podcast on it. This is podcast number 90, How to Prevent Alzheimer's Disease. And there have been a lot of comments after that article. So if you want to go onto the website, a lot of interesting comments if after you go back and listen to that podcast. 95% of Americans are deficient in omega-3. Odds are that you're deficient in omega-3. While there are no official government recommendations yet on the daily amount of omega-3 you need, studies suggest that Americans only get 5 to 10% of the omega-3s that their brains need each day. Fortunately, by focusing on omega-3-containing foods, this nutritional deficiency can easily be corrected. Is mercury still a concern with fish? Unfortunately, media reports of mercury in fish have scared away so many people, especially pregnant mothers, from fish, which is really a brain food. In the case of pregnancy, any possible mercury risk should be balanced against some new research suggesting that moms who eat fish have much smarter kids. And there's a link to that if you want to go on to my website. The biggest and longest lived fish, so these are the ones you have to worry about with mercury, but the biggest and long lived fish like tuna, swordfish, king mackerel, and shark have the highest levels of mercury. It was reassuring to read in this study that mercury levels in the brain had absolutely no relationship to Alzheimer's disease or stroke. Fish lowest in mercury include salmon, anchovies, sardines, oysters, and scallops. To see where your favorite fish falls on the mercury scale, there's an excellent table of an excellent table of 67 different fish. I've got a link to that on a website that will give you your dose of mercury. Also, this is something that's really important. Eating selenium-rich foods may provide an added layer of protection. So, does selenium prevent mercury toxicity? The antioxidant, selenium, is an antidote to mercury toxicity. Selenium, in the right amount, may also prevent heart disease, cancer, and thyroid problems. Fortunately, ocean fish are high in selenium, so there is already natural protection built right into the fish. If you are a fish eater and you want to make sure that you're fully protected, then why not eat a Brazil nut each day to top off your selenium levels? And this is something that I've been doing for years. I take a Brazil nut every morning. When it comes to selenium, nothing is higher than Brazil nuts. However, you don't want to go overboard with selenium, as too much selenium is also toxic. Perhaps this explains why researchers observed that those brains in the study with too much selenium had more nerve tangles. So for selenium, you want the right amount, not too much, not too little. Strategies for fish haters and vegetarians. Not everyone likes fish. That was me for most of my life. Even though I'm still not a huge fish fan, I've learned to tolerate it at least once weekly. Also, many people do not eat meat due to religious, moral, or environmental concerns. If this is you, what should you do to protect your brain from Alzheimer's disease? Unfortunately, fish oil offered zero protection in this study. For those who either don't like fish or are vegetarians, I have three suggestions. So, fish haters, vegetarians, here are three suggestions. Number one, eat more ALA. ALA, as you recall, was the plant-based omega-3 fatty acid, and eating more ALA can help to boost DHA and EPA levels. Those are the omega-3s that you typically find in fish. Thankfully, about 15%, not a ton, but 15% of ALA can be converted by the body to DHA and EPA. So there's 15%. What about the other 85? Well, number two, you can get DHA and EPA omega-3 from the same source that fish do. Indeed, some studies show that omega-3s from marine algae may help to prevent cardiovascular disease. Number three, focus on other brain foods. As I discussed in podcast number 135, there are brain foods other than just the omega-3s. So you can refer back to that to find out about other foods can help to protect your brains. So, seven benefits of omega-3s. Why are the omega-3s so important for health? The omega-3 fatty acids are a critical component to the membranes of every single cell in your body. Also, omega-3 are essential for the hormones controlling blood clotting, arteries, and inflammation. So let me give you seven reasons why you need omega-3 every day. Number one, optimize brain function. Omega-3 fatty acids may enhance brain function at any age. They appear to play an important role in memory, information transfer, and the development of new neuron connections. Number two, omega-3 prevents fatal arrhythmias. Cardiac arrests remain the number one cause of death in the U.S. Cardiac arrests can even strike young, otherwise healthy people. I've seen this in my practice many times. Fortunately, studies show that people who eat foods high in omega-3 fatty acids are much less likely to suffer a cardiac arrest. Number three, omega-3s prevent cancer. And while we're still not quite sure why or how omega-3s decrease your cancer risk, it likely has something to do with the inflammation-lowering effects of omega-3. Number four, omega-3s prevent inflammation, arthritis, and autoimmune diseases. Historically, our ancestors ate far more omega-3 foods than we do today. As omega-3-containing foods are anti-inflammatory, this is one possible reason why autoimmune diseases are much more common today. Getting enough omega-3 may also help to reverse arthritis. Number five, omega-3 lowers blood pressure. As there is a 90% chance that you will someday develop high blood pressure, omega-3 may help to decrease this risk. Indeed, when researchers looked at 31 studies on omega-3 fatty acids and blood pressure, they found that omega-3s lowered systolic blood pressure by an average of 3 millimeters of mercury. While this may not sound like much, when you consider that the average blood pressure medicine only lowers systolic blood pressure by 8 millimeters of mercury, then you can get half of a blood pressure drug just from eating omega-3 each day. And in my mind, you know, that's not so bad. Number six, omega-3 lowers triglycerides. Omega-3 fatty acids are very effective in reducing triglycerides. Elevated triglycerides is an important cause of heart attacks. To learn more about omega-3 fatty acids and triglycerides, I did a great podcast on that. That was podcast number 90 on fish oil if you want to learn more. Last but not least, number seven, omega-3 prevents depression. Many studies have linked low levels of omega-3 to depression. While we're still not quite sure why people who are deficient in omega-3 are at high risk for depression, it likely has something to do with inflammation. And indeed, more and more studies are coming out that depression may not be a chemical imbalance like we've been led to believe. Perhaps depression is just inflammation of the brain. So there you have it. Seven benefits of omega-3s. Let me quickly remind you of them in case you are running, driving, distracted for a moment as you're listening to this podcast. And yes, I know that's not you, but let me just quickly remind you of the seven. Number one, omega-3s. They optimize brain function, total brain food. Number two, they prevent fatal arrhythmias. Number three, they prevent cancer. Number four, they prevent inflammation, arthritis, and autoimmune diseases. Number five, they lower blood pressure a little bit. Number six, they definitely lower triglycerides. Number seven, they prevent depression. Does the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 in the diet matter? You may have come across health books or internet sites discussing the importance of getting the right ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids in your foods. A lot of people say, oh, we used to eat 20 times more omega-3 than omega-6. Now it's about the same. While earlier studies suggested that this ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 may matter, more recent data refutes these claims. So what should you do? Well, as long as you are limiting processed foods and eating something high in omega-3 every day, then there really is no need to calculate your omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. Just eat something high in omega-3 every day, and as long as you're not eating the crap, you're fine. The main thing you need to know about omega-3s, so wrapping it all up here, the message of this podcast is really quite simple. To lower your risk of dementia, to lower your risk of a stroke, make sure you eat oily fish weekly, and get a daily dose of the plant-based omega-3, like walnuts, flax seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds, soybeans, cruciferous vegetables, and berries. So how do you get your omega-3? I'd love to hear from you. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is under number 144, Foods to Prevent Dementia and Strokes. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll see an area where you can leave a comment. And so please leave a comment. Share with our community how you're getting more omega-3 in your diet. Also, if you have any questions about anything that you've heard, once again, go to that same place on my website and leave me a comment. This is blog number 144. Leave me a comment and I will do my best to answer every question that I receive. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you're not subscribing to my newsletter, now is the time. A lot of great stuff there, stuff you won't find anywhere else. Plus, it gives you direct access to me. I promise I'll never sell your email. There's no advertising, no nothing. It's completely commercial free. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.